First of all, we need like a dunce cap because we didn't come up with the ship name Laurel until this season.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, and it came organically. We're just like Laurel, but like,
Well, just like Carol and Larry just kind of popped out like fully formed.
wow. I think it's because we always said Carol first last year, so it just never like mushed in that way. But no, you know what? I take it back. This is actually my favorite category, and 42%,
Yeah.
42% for the first place winner. The second place was the Laurel crashing the small capsule.
Sorry, their double Laurel pose was just a thing of beauty.
The oh no, we're talking about the first time they crashed the small console. The double Laurel pose actually came in last. That only got
Oh,
3%.
really?
Yeah. No, we're
Oh.
talking the first one where they come to sit down at the table and
And
they're
then
like, "We
everybody
are Laurel," and then
leaves.
everyone gets up. Classic Laurel.
The first like 8 episodes of King's Landing is the best because it all could have happened in half an episode.
Well, also, like, every Laurel conversation they have together is the same fucking thing. It's like, she's like, "I'm sad and relatable," and he's like, "Fuck everyone else, we're the best."
Cheryl's Landing is definitely like the centerpiece for the whole pacing problem that this season had. But the winner is also very, very special because if you've read A Feast for Crows, you're like chucking things at the TV. Because talk about thematic opposite.
And like you could tell Kagami was like, "I really want to use part of the scene," but then it was just like pushed in a blender and like spitting out
The only
and
redeemable quality about the scene is that like Edmure the character was just like totally not buying any of this bullshit and just wanted to shut
he's like, "Please
up.
stop, just don't talk." But no, the idea that Larry threatened the trebuchet because of his love for Carol, like, holy fuck. Are you kidding me? And this was right after his like reunion with Brienne. Like, I'm not even a shipper and I'm like livid, you know?
Well, because like it's a very like that chapter, Jamie 6, I call it one of my favorite chapters, is like definitely a turning point for his character, and just it upset me.
Just the biggest fuck you.